Mr. Jones's shop was several miles from his house, and every day he went to work by bus and came home in the same way. It was 5:30 in the afternoon. Mr. Jones closed his shop, bought an evening newspaper, and then walked to the nearest bus stop. Quite a lot of people were waiting for the bus, too, because most people finished work at 5:30 in that town and then wanted to go home. After a few minutes, a bus came, and Mr. Jones got in with the other passengers. He was lucky. He found an empty seat near the front of the bus and sat down in it. He was glad, because his legs were tired after his work in the shop, and he did not want to stand in the bus for 15 minutes. He opened his newspaper and began to read it. After a few more bus stops, a woman got onto the bus. There was no empty seats, and she came and stood right in front of Mr. Jones. She had gray hair and was carrying a big basket. Mr. Jones was reading his newspaper and did not see her, but a few seconds after the woman came and stood in front of him, he looked up, put his newspaper in his pocket, and then tried to get up out of his seat, but the woman pushed him back into it quickly. He tried to stand up again, but again the woman pushed him back into his seat. Then she said to him, "Please don't stand up. It isn't 1900 now. I'm a working woman, and I don't want men to give me their seats in buses. Men and women are equal now." But Mr. Jones looked at her angrily and said, "This time I really am going to stand up, madam. You've made me miss 2 bus stops, and I'm too tired to miss the next one too, and then walk back 1.5 miles to my house."